Blog Talk Radio.
Well, that's it. We don't know
you hope that investigations never been completed, none of them. It's not only that, though, but you always have it. You have the race baiters, those who make a living out of causing turmoil and strife. The Al Sharpton, you know, Al struggles daily with optical rectitis. That's where his eyeballs are crossed with his butthole, and he has a crappy outlook on life. Al, who himself is a criminal. He's a tax evader. He hasn't paid his tax. He owes taxes. Al's been caught up in so many scandals of his own.
But he sure wants to go after all of us.
Only because he can pad his pockets.
Yep.
That's exactly it. Al could not pad his pockets off these poor people. He would not be there. Then you're going to have Holder. Holder's already demonstrated his racism with the new Black Panther and other things he has uttered. But the sadness is the good people of Ferguson, Missouri, who are out there protesting for what they consider a legitimate reason, who are out there peacefully protesting, following an orderly manner, doing things within the law, they are being discredited by these others, by these looters, these pillagers, those coming trying to start trouble or stir up, who will leave, and when they leave, the good people of Ferguson are stuck with what they left them. Community divided. A community where no one can feel safe. A community that's going to lose revenue and economic business because, I tell you, you break in my business, you burn it, you steal, I'm going to move someplace where it's safer.
Just break in and destroy like they've been doing.
Well,
going just on the grocery,
but then you find
on the ground, bust windows out.
But then we know for a fact that the majority of those people that are doing these kinds of acts aren't even from Ferguson. They have come from other areas, other states, to do nothing but to pillage, to cause chaos.
I wouldn't put it past our government to be behind.
Well, our government. This is kind of frustrating to me, is we're having all this outrage over a death. Yet over 180,000 Americans have died here in our soil at the hands of illegals. And do you hear any of them? Do you hear Eric Holder? Do you hear Barack Obama? Do you hear Al Sharpton out there saying anything about it? Where is Al Sharpton when the blacks are massacring each other in the ghettos in Chicago?
It's okay.
When the highest percentage of violent crimes being committed and stuff in New York and other places are being done by blacks, it's a cultural thing, father in the house, no family to say.
It's not all blacks, but you're right.
No, I mean,
you're right, the ones with doing it is. I mean, that's what kind of background it's from.
Because that's the kind of background that's been pushed. Destroy the culture. Destroy the family unity. Destroy any loyalty to a religion or to God. Destroy any loyalty to anything other than the collective elite. I sat here last night, Chad and others, they got to hear me vent when they're around. And I was pointing out some things about how this all is being played out on us, that, you know, the destruction of our culture and our way of life. You hear Eric Holder say things that whenever people say they want their country back, he assumes that they want some kind of racist domination back.
Yeah.
But what they want is they want their freedom and liberty back. They want the government
out of everything.
Exactly. Well, all this has been going on with Ferguson, and going on with on the globe and other things, we get a monthly thing from our electric company, Watt Highlights, of Jackson County Rural Electric Membership for a Corporation in Brownstown, Indiana. And at the general manager's meeting, Mark McKinney was speaking. He was talking about electricity costs for the public. And as he writes, as many of you already know, last month the Environmental Protection Agency released a 1,600-page proposed rule to reduce carbon dioxide emissions from our nation's existing coal-fired power plants. Currently, over 80% of Indiana's electricity is generated by coal, compared to only 45% for the country. The proposed rule mandates Indiana to reduce its CO2 output by 30% by 2030. There are many cost uncertainties associated with the proposed EPA rule, but all projections indicate electricity rates will go up. The U.S. Department of Energy has estimated electricity costs could increase as much as 80%. Folks, those of us that are struggling, well, all those out there that they're, and for all those out there who are struggling to make it because, as our government reports, oh, the economy, people are getting jobs, what they're not telling you is those people that are getting jobs at one time had a full-time job, and now they're having to settle for a part or two part-time jobs. Yeah, you're trying to make it. I mean, people are struggling. And they'll keep telling you this, and they'll keep telling you that. We have watched them fake the unemployment numbers. We have watched them fake
everything.
Fake the deportation numbers. We have fake almost every number out there.
Yep. Thinking the American people are stupid.
Exactly.
No, we're not.
Well, evidently you are.
Well,
we are. Evidently we are stupid because we have put up with this crap out of our elected for so long.
Yes.
While our elected, the right wants to point a finger at the left. The left wants to point a finger at the right. But the truth is about our elected, every time one of them does that, they have four fingers pointing back at them.
Okay.
And here we go. Both parties have sold this country out. I don't see no hope for this country because we're dealing with two parties that is all about the elitists of those parties.
No way.
The constant ignorance I see out of these so-called highly educated electors. They push for this global agenda, a total control by the global elite, not realizing that once that happens, they no longer serve a purpose or have any power. They have surrendered all that to the elite. And once they've done that, then they no longer serve a purpose. They will be gotten rid of. This is how intelligent these people are. They are pushing for their own demise. They lack brain. They don't even pay attention to what they're supporting, or they know that they're supporting their own demise. Because once the elite take over, there is no middle ground in between. It'll be the elite, and it'll be those who serve the elite. There won't be no in-between managers and making decisions and stuff. Your power is gone, and your wealth will be grabbed up by the elite. But you're not bright enough to see that.
Anybody else would be slaves, and the ones who won't go to slaves, they'll be dead.
Well, they already plan on getting rid of so much of the population anyway. Look at the things they're doing. I watched a thing this morning for a little bit on CNN, or C-SPAN, I'm sorry. Didn't mean to insult C-SPAN there. But about Monsanto and GMOs and stuff, and the guy gave all kinds of evidence, all kinds of stats and statistics and stuff, and the other side comes up, paid by Monsanto, I might add, and gets a grant to agenda. And the truth is, he had nothing. He had no real facts, no real statistics to back up anything he said. It was all propaganda that he used, trying to say that GMOs are good and GMOs are going to... GMOs are not good. They've already been thrown out of I don't know how many countries, and there's more countries on the verge of throwing them out. But here we are in this country. We're catering to it.
They're trying to kill them
we're
all.
We're destroying the land. We're taking away farmland and grazing land and stuff. We know we're going to have a food shortage because they're leading us to it. They're creating it.
Hey, is James Patrick there? Yellow wanted to know.
Do what?
Is James there? Yellow wanted to know.
No.
It's his birthday today. He's probably out on the town with his wife.
All right. Thank you for your answer. Go right ahead.
But, you know, here we are. The major news is being taken up by majorly two articles, Ferguson, Missouri, and ISIS in Iraq at the moment. ISIS in Iraq. We can't admit our failures. We didn't leave a force there. We didn't get them properly trained. Now here we are going back. At the same time, though, we can't fight ISIS all over because we're the ones arming ISIS in Syria.
Yeah. They're using our weapons and our ammo to kill the other ones.
They'll tell you that they're no threat to us here, but at the same time, we know from Border Patrol agents who have reported that Muslims are crossing the Mexican border.
They're not a
threat. And they're
right
not
now.
Coming and waving and saying, take me.
They're not a threat right now, but I guarantee you they're setting that force.
We have over 20 terrorist training camps in this nation. Our government does nothing.
They allowed it.
We have let them take over Detroit. We've let them move into Minnesota where they're taking over. Every year, 2.5 million Muslims come into our nation under asylum. Asylum is not the same as immigration, so the numbers don't count in the statistics. That's been since Obama's been in office, if you do the math. Same time, we're being infiltrated from the south when we're being threatened from ISIS and other nations, Islamic radical nations and organizations. We're being threatened by them. At the same time, we refuse to secure our border. Our government will lie about it.
Oh, yeah, they terrible.
So Obama, to make himself look good, he has them change, or somebody made the decision to change how they count deportations to make it look like there was more people getting deported when there wasn't, when there were actually fewer people getting deported. Here we are. We're screaming in Ferguson, Missouri over a cop shooting a black guy. Where's all the screaming over Obama releasing murderers and rapists into our public? Where are you? Where are you? Where are you when every day 8 children are molested at the hands of an illegal in this nation who usually has at least 4 prior victims? Where are you? Where's the media? Where are you? Where's Al Sharpton?
No. He won't step up on that.
They're taking Ferguson, Missouri, and they're turning it into a political football.
The political views need to stay out of it.
That's probably part of the problem with what you've got, that
they're wiping it out to be a race war.
Well, I don't condone the cops being out there in military-style stuff either. But
I don't make it any right for them to throw cocktails and bust windows and loot.
All that.
That's just stupid.
If you don't know what a Molotov cocktail is, it's a firebomb. It's a mixture of gas and oil and grease, and you light it, you put a wick in it, you throw it, you light it, you throw it, and when it breaks and shatters out and spreads, the fire ignites everywhere. It'll set a car on fire in a heartbeat. You throw one into a building, you set a building on fire. And that's what we're seeing here in Branson. But I got to believe it's not the locals.
No.
It's the ones who are coming in from other places outside of Ferguson, coming in from outside of Ferguson to do these acts. I don't believe the good people of Ferguson that's out there trying to get justice or wanting a fair and a just investigation and everything. They're not the ones who are looting, breaking in and looting these stores and stealing from their own people. Because if the business is in your area, that's your business.
That's your livelihood.
Well, that's not what I'm saying.
Well, that's how you're going to get your food.
Here in our area, we have Denny and Laura in Freetown. Yeah. That's our local business.
Yeah.
We're very protective. We look out for them. If someone was to be breaking into Denny and Laura, in a heartbeat, the people of Freetown would go wild. But now,
he ain't going to run around burning down buildings.
Who do you see going wild about them breaking into these businesses in Ferguson? And if you notice, most of the people who are jumping into these windows and doing stuff are a younger generation. It's not the older ones that are doing the looting and the pillaging. It's the younger ones.
And Al Sharpton.
Al Sharpton, like I said, suffers. He's been struggling for decades with optical rectitis. It'll eventually be the end of him. Al makes his living off of taking advantage of black people, of playing them that you're oppressed and all this and that. So give me some money and I'll fight for you. I doubt any of these people live as good as Al.
No.
Have the wealth of Al.
No. And Al, we've had that discussion many, many, many years ago.
Get off this race crap, Al. Every day in this nation, someone dies from a gunshot or someone is murdered. Why? I don't see that any one life is more valuable than another. And I don't know how we can come out here and play, well, because this happened in Ferguson, we should ignore what's going on across the rest of the country, like in Chicago. How many people died in Chicago this last weekend from gunshots? Murder is murder. No matter what color commits it or what color suffers it, murder is murder.
Now, screaming about the abortion, that's murder.
Do I know what happened in Ferguson? No. I know no more than anyone else knows because of the investigation's not been completed. And to have amateurs come out there like I saw this morning trying, people who are not even physicians trying to describe, well, this is what this Mark Pestle with a bullet hit the chin.
Yeah.
Guy, this is what it means.
Telling you something totally different.
People, they don't know. They're grabbing at straws because both sides want to be right. Both sides want to be right. They throw a fit because they showed the video of the guy stealing from the little store there. And they say that's character assassination. No, folks. That's character realization. You are telling what kind of person this guy really was.
And he looks to me
We've seen it many times where they'll take someone and they'll try to paint them out as they were some kind of saint. And they weren't. Trayvon Martin.
Yeah.
But we've seen it in other situations the same way, and it crosses racial boundaries. It crosses age boundaries. It crosses all kinds of boundaries. There is no set this, that, this. If someone gets killed, well, then it must have been a white guy did it.
Yeah.
Now, it doesn't work that way. Someone got killed, well, it must have been a black guy that got killed. No, it doesn't work that way. It crosses those boundaries. Murder is murder no matter who commits
it.
Just like with Barack. I don't dislike Barack because of his color. An ass is an ass no matter what color it is.
Sure.
You see an ass, you call it an ass. You don't say, well, this color an ass, that color an ass. No, it's just an ass.
Like they say,
the people who are going to suffer the most in this whole Ferguson, Missouri deal are the people who actually are from Ferguson, Missouri. Because once the sideshow has left, they've left to pick up and clean up.
Well, it just shows the store. And there was a lot of black people and white people picking up that store.
I see
what the people destroyed.
But that's what I'm saying. It's not the people of Ferguson that are doing the dirty deeds here.
But
they're not the ones throwing Molotov cocktails. They're not the ones breaking into the stores and stealing. These people come from out of the area into that area specifically for no other reason but to see what they can pillage and loot.
And to raise all kinds of things.
But it did what I hope was an eye-awakening thing, because Ferguson, Missouri's police force is not the only police force that has been armed in the last 5 years with military-grade weaponry, equipment, and stuff.
It's just not the cops either.
Well, no, it's not. And
we
should be.
Three-letter word.
Everybody was attacking. Well, they shouldn't have done this. They shouldn't have showed all this force. Who gave them the stuff to be able to do that? Now, therein is going to cause another problem, because you're going to find out it was the political parties that both were involved in doing this. both have been militarizing our police force.
Basically,
because both parties, the elitists of both parties have been pushing for this Agenda 21, as you said. Both are hand in hand doing that. All they're struggling about is who's going to be in charge when it's done.
A lot of them won't.
4 out of 78 protesters arrested in Ferguson, Missouri were from Ferguson, Missouri. 4 out of 78 arrested. I think that kind of...
Some people need to go on home.
That kind of proves my point.
Yeah.
You've got 74 people from out of the area coming there and getting involved in looting, pillaging, and whatever that they all ended up arrested. 74 out of 78.
But their people are really freaking stupid anyway. What does it make them look like before? You know what I'm saying? What does that make them look like? I mean, look what they're doing.
And then,
what
the
kind
point,
of people is that?
Today, you look out there, you see the interview, the two young men, they were cleaning up and stuff. Those people are from there. The way they handle themselves and their talk, the way they talk, I got respect for them. I got, you know, admiration for them because they're out there cleaning up a mess someone else made. I kind of know about these kinds of things. I've seen it happening too many times. And it's usually someone, you know, who's not from there who wants to do the trash and the destroy and the destruction. And they'll go home to their happy little communities and laugh at what they did in Ferguson, Missouri. Oh, I stole shoes and cameras and this and that. Oh, I threw Molotov cocktails. Oh, I threw a rock at the cop. You know, they'll go home and brag what they did in Ferguson. But I doubt if they had any of them have the courage to do those kinds of acts in their own community.
Yeah, that's true. Hi, Bill. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Linda.
This is a mess. It's a lot of distraction, and there's just unrest in the whole country. But these people who are doing the bad things, you know, they're using it as an excuse because that's who they are. So you have to kind of consider the source. And then you've got the race baiters and the race pimps, and you've got derelict holders going there tomorrow. What the hell he thinks he's going to do? It's just ridiculous. He's a criminal anyway. He's a communist. He should be in jail with the rest of them. So it's a mess. And in the meanwhile, I'm hearing other stories. I also, Rod sent me something saying that Soros was backing these Panthers and the rest of these clowns to come in there and pull this stuff from other cities. So, you know, follow the money. See who the people are. They want to destroy this country.
Well, if you keep us poor apart and fighting each other, we can't unite against them.
True.
I propose that George Soros, that we should contact Vladimir Putin and we should see what the reward is for Soros if he hands Soros over. Because I would not bat an eye. I'm telling you right now, I wouldn't bat an eye. I would hand George Soros over to Vladimir Putin in a snap.
Sure.
I can see that he's just as much a terrorist as an Islamic radical.
Yeah, he's evil. He's just an evil man. He wreaks more havoc than, I mean, Valerie Jarrett, I think, because he's the money bags for the Rothschilds. But
you won't hear the left talk about old George and his contributions to their party, their politics. Oh, no, because, you see, Soros gives out almost twice as much money to political agenda as the Koch brothers. So
they don't
want to talk about him because it just shows that they serve one purpose. They're willing to lie and steal. They'll destroy anybody that doesn't agree with them. But anybody who's on their side who puts out big billions of dollars and stuff to their cause, that's okay. That's all right.
Well, we got a whole list. Come on, there's, I'm sure, the Gates people and the Jeb Bushes and the, because he's a traitor anyway. And then you got Warren Buffett. They're all in on this. I mean, you can go down the list, I'm sure. Of those who are contributing to this mess.
I'm not going to be one of those people that's going to scream, oh, it's all going to get better and all this and that, because I don't believe it is. I don't believe it will get better. I believe it will continue to spiral downhill, not only within our nation, but around the globe. it will continue to spiral downhill.
Yeah, it's not going to be pretty. I'm not looking forward to it. So
I'm not either. The evil knows this is their one and only shot at it, and they're not going to let it go by and just sit back.
No, I get that. I've got a little bit of time to hang out with the show because at 8 o'clock you guys' time, I'm heading out to a Tri-City Tea Party. We're having a lot of battles and internal battles right here in Oceanside for the November election because everybody's got city council people. You know how that goes. And in the local. And so there's all these factions, and most of them are on the left who are trying to sabotage everything, and it's just ridiculous. So all the candidates who were invited, I'm not sure who's going to show up, but since it's a Republican Tea Party thing, I would imagine the left is not going to be there. So, you know, and the scheduling conflicts, I have a feeling I know who's behind it, but... And like I said, I'm going to have a full report on today, the fundraiser, some of the good news in that situation, and also the confrontation I had with the Lib on Friday with the rally. I mean, it's just so I got a whole bunch of stuff to fill you guys in on tomorrow. So it's keeping us busy because we're going to battle these guys, and hopefully we can win. So because we just want to slow down the process of the Agenda 21 in community and the destruction of these mobile home parks, and
as long as people keep putting establishment Republicans in there, you're not going to call it 21 because they are just as guilty and involved in it.
I know. Absolutely, I know what they're doing. Yeah. Oh no, they hide behind their RELI. I know they do.
Want a bullet shot to the left side of your head or the right side of your head?
Yeah, bend over, and you don't get your choice of KY. You don't get nothing.
Today I hear him talk about Obama, and he's got these last 2 years to build his legacy, right? His legacy.
I'm sorry,
Mr. Obama. Your legacy has already been written. You came promising change, changing the laws and changing the views. But what you brought was destruction.
That was his change.
You've already fulfilled that, Obama.
Yeah, he's fulfilling his legacy all right, and it ain't good. People are stupid, Bill. They don't understand that from the very start, that's what his mission was. And now he's just working overtime because he's only got, 2 years left or whatever? And that's what this is about. And like I said, they couldn't read between the lines if you gave him a telescope. It's crazy. Yeah,
you have a community that supports him simply because of his race, not realizing at the same time he is stabbing their race in the back by trying to give amnesty to illegals, which is going to give them even more competition for job, education, and life.
Well, anybody who votes on skin color or gender has got to have their head examined. That is stupidest thing I've ever heard. They lie to you. Look, that's what this thing with the media protecting him is all about. You know, it's the old thing. You make it a big one and tell it often enough, and it starts becoming the truth. This has been happening for, 80-plus years in this country. People believe this garbage. They're stupid. They're lazy and stupid. They've got their heads buried either in the dark place or in their texting, to their friends. Half the time. It's pretty crazy. And that's why I like Ted Cruz. I'd vote for him tomorrow.
And
his father, one who gets the standing ovations because he remembers, because he came from Cuba, and when he was a young man, he said there was another politician that came up and was young and charismatic and promised hope and change too, and his name was Castro. So think twice, people.
Well, that's what Hitler promised. What they
got. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Way before, even before Castro. Absolutely.
And now to add fuel to the fire, the police have shot and killed a man near Ferguson, Indiana, for wielding the knife. So now that's going to blow up even more in this area. It's like they are trying to start a war in Missouri.
Yes.
And why? What are you going to gain by it? What are you going to gain by starting a war and starting a chaos across the country? Where's all this patience and stuff that you have with Islamic terrorists.
Right.
Yeah, I don't see that in our country. They're not having that patience with things in our country. No, but boy, when it's some Islam, Obama's right there with patience.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he's one of them. Guy's such a freak. Oh.
Well, our nation has succumbed to a pariah of
polarized,
corrupt, self-serving, self-promoting, taxpayer pocketing, money laundering elected. Both political parties, that's what they represent to me. That's why I call myself an independent. I don't vote by party. I vote by who's best for the job, who's going to do the best for the people. And I got to tell you, there are very few people out there worth voting for. I've had enough of the 10 to 21 out of two of the Bushes. I don't need a third one. don't support Chris Christie. To me, he's the epitome of what a rhino is.
Mm-hmm.
Not only in weight, but in action.
He's two rhinos. He's had one Krispy Kreme donut too many.
Let's just throw a moment of whatever in here. We have an elected that's pushing against obesity out there. Until every elected official is within the range of whatever they seek, then they need to shut the hell up.
That's right.
Well, the reason they...
If we're going to go after obesity, let's go after our obese elected first.
Well, it's always the same thing. It's called fascism. It's do as I, not as I do. I mean, it's been going on for centuries. And people won't recognize it because, like I said, they don't educate themselves.
We live in a country where a vast majority of the population is ignorant of anything that goes on day to day.
True. It's very sad.
Yeah,
they do.
Ignorance is self-inflicted. And what we have is we have a country that is overdosing on that self-infliction.
Yeah, there's a lot of it. You don't have to look far. I get it.
When our politicians can come out there and tell you something that's mathematical and you figure it out, if you actually look at it, you would know that they're lying to you from the get-go. You can't borrow $500 billion from something that's $300 trillion in the hole.
Oh,
it
yeah.
And come out ahead. You can't, as a guy I heard today say, the Constitution should be one thing, and then there should be a journal that controls the rest of it. No, that's trying to take away the power of the Constitution to put in socialist liberal ideology, which many people may think it sounds good, but when they look at them in practice, they'll realize that it's not. So, you know, here we are. We're getting other countries laughing at us and pointing fingers at Ferguson, Missouri, like, look how you are, and calling us racist, this, that, this, that. The only time I'm ever going to agree with a mouthpiece for Obama was when she stood there today and said, let any one of these countries that has a better record of dealing with things show us. Well, there isn't one.
Well, the other thing you were, when you talk about socialism, look, we haven't had a free market capitalist system in this country for so long. We're living in a quasi-socialist state anyway. So how is that working out for you people? How is that working for anyone who's living day to day? It's not working out very well because it was never meant to. It can't.
Look at the statistics. Many people got crushed with their 401ks during the crash. And there's many people that aren't, they have no money put back. They're just hoping to make it on whatever. And then they're still going to come out here and try to tell you, oh, the economy's doing great. Oh, there's 13 million people that's not working. There's about 26 million people that are doing part-time work that should have been doing full-time work. You know, there are numbers. How they go out and spend and put in new ways that they figure stuff out, and it never equals out for the public. Not once has the government ever passed a entitlement provision that costs less equal to what they said it would. Everything has always cost us war, and
it's destructive, and it never goes away.
No,
because people get hooked on it.
Well, and then if you do get in a position that you have to be get some kind of aid, then they want to make it to where you can't get off of it.
Yeah.
I recently talked to a family here in town. He had a hard time finding work, but he finally found a job. They live in government housing. And because he found a job, they raised their rent to $700 and some a month, which
Jeez.
Is ridiculous for the kind of slime trap that the place is. But it was either the guy, you know, you're going to have to find another place to live, you're going to have to quit your job to keep your house.
Jesus. I know. No, I know.
They got him over a wall. They got him over a wall.
Yeah, they got you over a barrel. Yeah, I know.
For rent. He's over a wall. He'll have to quit his damn job because he won't have a home if he doesn't. So he's been out looking for trying to find work, and I'm thankful. I think he's at least found a backup plan to his housing and stuff, so he won't have to quit his job, and I'm glad for that. But that just shows me right there what everyone always talks about is they get you on it, and then they do everything they can to keep you from being able to get off of it.
Exactly.
Because off of it, they've lost control over you.
It's a trap, yes.
It is a
diabolical trap. Yeah.
Attention that it's both parties that are putting this country in the position that it's in. You have...
Right.
They'll come out there and talk about amnesty and then turn around in the next breath and mention the rule of law. Our immigration system is not broken. What is broken is the integrity and the decency of our elected to enforce the law.
Well, because
all we got to do is take a look at Congress and the Senate and their personal lives, how many have been arrested for DUI, spousal abuse, drug abuse, whatever. You look at that and you tell me how the hell we let these people become our elected and make rules for the rest of us.
Well,
I would think that any kind of a crime would make you ineligible to be an elected official. It should.
I agree.
If you're driving and you're a congressman, you should automatically be replaced. If you get caught using drugs and you're a senator, you should automatically be replaced.
And tax evasion, you definitely should.
Tax evasion.
Don't get us wrong on the legal aliens. I'm not racist. I have no problem with them. But come to this country the right way.
That's all I've said. We have a right way, a legal way to come. And what happens, and we're seeing it now, what happens when they do come illegally and they don't go through the proper checks and balances and everything coming here, then we're going to have disease brought in that we had already eradicated. It's being brought back to us.
Going back to your first, the Republicans and Democrats are equally pushing for Agenda 21 because you can see this going way, way, way back to TPP and UNITO and all this nonsense. This is an open border deal. This is what this is all about. This has been what it's about. They want to have their new world order. They want a North American continent. They don't want any borders. This is evil, and it's all of them, except a tiny handful. It's all of them.
Don't you find it odd that the Democrats will attack the Republicans on every issue there is? Then here comes amnesty, and they act like Obama's the one who came up with the idea. George W. Bush and Bill Clinton were pushing for amnesty before Obama was even thought of. I'm like the rapper. I don't know how someone nobody ever heard of all of a sudden jumped from the Senate, didn't even finish a full term to become President of the United States, with no background check, nothing.
Fake birth certificate,
everything. I know. And our elected
red flags,
our elected did nothing.
No, they didn't do anything. No, because... either they're cowards or they're in on it, Bill. That's the only explanation. They don't care.
That's the only two things I can't accept. They're either a coward or they're in on it. Either way, they don't deserve to be elected.
Right, so every damn one of the bums out.
But
all
that's not happening. We're seeing it across the nation. The people of this nation are so stupid. They keep electing the same people over and over again, expecting a different result. Once they serve the term, they should have told you what they were for. And to keep putting a guy in there for 40 years, 30 years, whatever, well, that's not, he can smile because you're the fools, the ones who keep electing them. You keep putting them in. Are elected or nothing have become nothing more than corrupt they're patting their own pockets with taxpayer money through money laundering with the way they do things. And we continue to allow it. We continue to keep putting the same people back in office.
Mm-hmm.
And you expecting a different result.
That's insanity. I know.
I just gotta, again, we're right back to that ignorance of self-inflicted.
It is. There's nothing you can do to change that part. You can only change yourself and prepare your family for what's coming because, you know, this train's going 100 miles an hour, I mean, 1,000 miles an hour into socialism. And I don't know how you stop it, Bill. Not without an all-out Armageddon. Because I don't think we're going to vote our way out of this. I mean, we can try, but...
I don't see it happening because as I look at what's going on in recent elections and stuff, I see that people are still ignorant. They're still putting McConnell's and those kinds of places, the people back into power. They'll probably put Harry Reid back in, even though Harry Reid is probably the most corrupt, underhanded...
Oh. Piece of garbage.
You talk about padding his own pockets. Him and Nancy Pelosi have padded their family's pockets to the huge amounts of wealth from the taxpayers. Anyone else that a regular taxpayer had done the things they have done, we would have been arrested and jailed under the RICO Act for money laundering.
Probably never see the light of day again, too. Oh, my God.
Charlie Rangel. I think he should be sharing a cell with Bernie Madoff.
Yep.
Yet he keeps getting passes and keeps getting reelected because he keeps getting money laundered to his community and into his pocket. You know, you look at the wealth of an elected official when he became in the office, what he had, what he was worth when he got into office. And then after a short period of time of being in office, if you were to look at that, you'll see a huge increase that doesn't correspond with their wages they make for being a senator or congressman.
Right.
It's extra money. They're somehow gaining wealth while sitting in office in huge bounds and leaps. And they do that through money laundering.
Well, Bill, you know, when you talk about ignorance, look, this goes beyond ignorance in some instances because people who go to the polls, who keep doing this, the only thing they know is name recognition. They do not do their homework on anything from A to Z, not from a judge, not from a school board supervisor or a city council member or all the way up to the top. They are just, they're lazy is what it is. They're flaming lazy.
I don't feel sorry for those people. They deserve what they get.
But we have to suffer.
They're indifferent. It takes that they should get, what they deserve. Karma should come back at them because you were too ignorant or too lazy to stand up or speak out or to even look in to read something to see if you were being lied to or not. You deserve what you're going to get. But there's a lot of people out there that have been awake and have been trying to shout out and have been pointing out their numbers, and that's not just one party. It's from across the board. People that are waking. You and I know we fight Agenda 21. We see Democrats. We see Independents. We see Libertarians. We see Republicans. We see all parties fighting against Agenda 21 for people affiliated with all parties. Yet, the vast majority walks around with their hands in their pockets and their head in the air. They got no concept of what is going on. And then when it does start to happen, when they do start to push everything of the Agenda 21 on everybody and enforce it, stuff, these are going to be the same people that are going to stand up and scream and bitch at the rest of us because we didn't do nothing.
Yeah, right. Then I can say, I told you so, you dumb schmucks. Well,
That's a small solace when we no longer have any freedom or any
liberty. Oh, yeah, I know.
When we're told if we can have children or not.
And how to raise them.
You know, yeah. We're told what we can and can't eat. We're told where we can and can't go. We're told what we can and can't have. We're told
who
we can and can't talk to. You know, and if we have a public that everything is there that we're talking about for the public to look it up, check it out, to read, and to see who's behind it, who's pushing it and stuff, yet they do nothing.
They don't want to know.
I've said this quite a few times. It's one of my favorite movies, a line out of one of my favorite movies, Boondock Saints, and that is, we must all fear the evil of bad men. That is true. But we must fear even more the indifference of good men. And friends, I'm here to tell you, we have a country that seems to be totally full of indifferent good men.
Apathy. It is apathy. It's the next step towards, you know, being slaves. And I'm going to let you wrap up because I'm going to go into the chat room. I'm not sure when my friend's coming by. We're going to go to that meeting. So thank you for doing the show.
Is Miss Yo in the chat room?
Yes, she is.
Miss Yo, we want to thank you for the little
box we
got today.
It will come in handy.
The Starfire thing, we will put it to use, and hopefully it'll do us some good. Thank you much. Love you. Folks, all I ask is to go out and do some research. Do some checking. Don't take one party's word for anything.
No, do the research yourself.
Right.
Because surprise.
It's in the words of Kinky Friedman, Polly, meaning many, tick, meaning bloodsuckers. And that's exactly what we have, full of many bloodsuckers in our Congress, in our Senate, and those elitists and lobbyists tied directly to the White House or other political aspects of
your life. They're like a new turkey tick. Out. Tiny bit aggravating.
It's hard to love a country, save a country that doesn't know it needs saving. And unfortunately, with the indifference of many of our American brothers and sisters out there, I don't see a hope. There is no hope when half of them or more have no concept that anything's going wrong. I would bet you if I was to go on the streets around here that 6 out of 10 people would not even know about Ferguson, Missouri.
True.
Part of that would be because...
No, because the media on my regular TV, now it shows that stuff.
Yeah, but does it give a tilted version?
Oh, yeah, it's tilted. It's all for the, you know what I'm saying, all for all the black people. The white people were all wrong. It's race stuff. To me,
it's not about the people as a whole.
No.
This is about one person, a cop, and one person, a victim. Now, whether that was a fair shooting or not is yet to be determined. And for people to jump out here and act like they know what's going on when they don't have no concept, then that would be an Al Sharpton. You know, fairly sharp guy, but I can't take what I hear as being truth until I see the evidence behind it.
That's just like they did with Benghazi, saying all that. Well, it all started over the video. No, it had nothing to do with the video.
Fast and furious.
Yep. People, there's all kinds of scandals out there. Do research.
Fast and Furious folks involved Larry Culver, the death of a Border Patrol agent, and the trying to hide and conceal the fact that it was Eric Holder and his people who were giving the weapons to the Mexican drug cartels.
As they're trying to take our guns from them.
Exactly. They are arming Al-Qaeda radicals in Syria and other places. They are arming Mexican drug cartels.
Arming the bad people.
And at the same time, they're trying to take weapons
from the good people,
from all the American citizens that you don't deserve it. And they're beefing up the police forces with military-style weaponry and stuff. I haven't seen a use for it. I went through this a few years back at Louisville, Kentucky, when a black guy was shot multiple times. The cop even had to reload his gun.
You know, that.
But he was shooting a man that was handcuffed behind his back because he had a box cutter. Instead of taking his wand and whacking the guy on the wrist, making him drop the box cutter, he shot him multiple times and multiple times. I never saw the big outrage when that happened that I'm seeing now. I never saw the outrage when the Australian boy was gunned down by three black youth who were bored. You didn't see no kind of outrage over that. You'll never see an Al Sharpton talk about that kind of stuff, because it doesn't put money in Al's pocket. Al can come out here and talk to the black community, and then he'll get money out of that, and that pads his pocket.
He has no care
about the people other than the fact that he's in to pad his own pocket.
And I didn't hear him say anything about that cop being killed on the interstate junction coming off. Remember, a while back?
You're not going to.
You never heard the government say nothing about it.
Is Al Sharpton make one trip to Chicago to try to place down the violence between blacks and blacks? We're all in this together. I stand with the people of Ferguson who are out there peacefully protesting, trying to get to the bottom of things. But I have to hear the full evidence of the investigation and see all the evidence presented before I can make a educated decision on where I stand on what went on. Right now, I have to admit, I'm here, I'm blind. I don't really know what totally happened. I do disagree that showing the video was the wrong thing to do with the guy. That was a character. That portrays the man's true character. And to try to paint him like he was some kind of saint when he went into that store and did what he did is there. Now, that ain't saying that he went out on the streets and did something that warranted him being shot. I don't know. I wasn't on the street. I have not seen all the evidence. But I dare say that the public hasn't either.
Oh, no.
And I dare say that Al Sharpton don't know any more than anybody else knows.
And people like Al Sharpton would get riled up anyway.
We'll continue to do so. And now you've got Obama playing into that. You've got Eric Holder. Eric Holder, I'm sorry, but when you say that you're going to send Eric Holder,
That's a joke.
That is a joke. There is no more racist person in the United States of America than Eric Holder. He has an inferiority complex.
He's another one.
Definitely needs to go. But you got to replace these people with honest, fair people.
And if they can't do the job, they'll be out of there too.
Well, but you got to have an alternative, a way to get rid of people who aren't doing the job to the satisfaction of the American
public.
But
now they've got to set up that you can't do a lot of crap about it. They can drink and drive, they can commit murder, they can do anything they want to do because, they're in the country.
Oh, yeah, you can even go out of the country and have an affair with an underage minor.
It's like a joke I heard on TV, or I was heading to work and I heard this joke about Obama. They said, I think it was like 85-87% of American people, they don't use all their vacation days through the year. But that's just because of Obama's use.
That's a cheap joke. But really, the reality is he hasn't taken no more time off than any of the others that I know of. But they have spent more money than anybody else on vacation.
Should go skiing and stuff, $1 million worth of that vacation. Well, he's going to go over here and do this. Well, that's almost $1 million, too. Well, people don't need 35, 40 vacations during the year. Most of the time, American people get one.
Okay, go ahead. I don't know that he could do anything more being at the White House than he could do wherever he's at.
Yeah, but there
I don't know that he actually does anything to begin with.
Well, he don't need to spend that money. He could stay right at the White House and save our money.
But I could have said that. I could say that about many of our elected.
It's not just a bone.
No, it's not. And that's the thing I try to get at. It was Bush.
Yep. Bush, Clinton,
and here's the thing. I will hear, in all these situations, I will hear, so-and-so did this. Well, you know what?
If the
cop is wrong and he shot the man down there in Ferguson, if the cop was, if it was a wrongful shooting, the cop shot him wrongfully, that's wrong.
That's wrong.
But to go out and pillage, throw Molotov cocktails, break into places, destroy and stuff, that's wrong. And that will not make what happened right.
Right. Two wrongs won't make.
Two wrongs will never make a right. And that's the same way with our elected officials. When you hear them point out and say, well, this, Bush did this. If what Bush did was wrong, then that does not give them, that does not make it right for you to do the same thing. That's childish. And it's underhanded. And it's deceitful. Despicable is what it is. And we see that. Oh, well, Bush did this. So, because Bush did something that you consider wrong, it's okay that the left went out and did the same exact wrongful thing. No, it's not. That's the problem we are having. Left or right, one does wrong, it doesn't give the other one a right to do wrong. Stop it now and do it the right way. Quit dragging it out and saying, well, we're going to do it this way because he did it that way. Well, again, too long will never make it right. That's what we're seeing. They're trying to make one wrong act responsible, the reason why they do all these other wrongful acts, and that is no excuse. It is no excuse at all. It denigrates the whole thing if these people are out there who are doing things the right way, protesting peacefully, putting themselves out there, not doing it by running up and trying to steal off of someone else. They're not doing it by throwing Molotov cocktails on rocks. They're doing it the right way. And I have respect for those people. I do not have respect for the idiots out there with the Molotov cocktails, the rocks, the theft, looting and stuff. There's no reason to have any respect for those kinds of people. All they are doing is taking something and using it as an excuse for them to do a wrongful act. That doesn't work. It does not work. And I don't care how you look at it. You can never, you're never going to justify that because someone else did a wrong, you did a wrong to make it right. Well, that doesn't work. Then you have two people that did wrong, two groups that did wrong. I no more trust the media to tell me a story. There's no reason to trust them. They have not given me a reason to trust them. They have proven without a shadow of a doubt they are the same self-serving, whoever is paying the bills, whoever is promoting them, this, that. All they're doing is what their puppet strings tell them to do. As I said, Ferguson will be a long time recovering. Not going to be because of the act that stirred everything up. It's going to be because of the action of those who came to take advantage of the situation. The sadness is there was a life lost. Let's look at this. Let's go through this. Let's get the evidence. Let's let all the evidence be gathered. Let's let it all be investigated and brought out. And what we're going to end up with, you watch, we're going to end up with 2 to 3 different versions of how this happened because we've got so many different investigations going on. And you know, some of them are out for a specific purpose. It becomes live. It's just like with the man-made global warming crap.
That's the reason we got all that snow and COVID.
Well, we all, anybody that has any kind of a brain and common sense knows that it's a lie. I had an argument with a kid the other day, you heard it, about, well, he wanted to stop the oil subsidies of $10 billion. And I asked him, well, then do you want to stop receiving the $80 billion in taxes that oil companies pay? Well, then I think if you invest $10 billion and you get $180 billion back, that's a pretty good investment. I'm sick of these investments where you invest $10 billion like in green energies and you don't get a damn thing back. You get a Solyndra that pays money to the Democratic Party, pays big bonuses to their board, and then files bankruptcy, leaving us holding the bag.
Oh, yeah. People like that.
You get GM, who got off owing over $10 billion to the taxpayers, that got off. They don't have to pay it back. Well, you know, that's odd. You can do that for them, for $10 billion. But you'll come after one of us for a few hundred or thousand dollars if we don't pay the taxes.
That will throw us.
And that money that you gave him a free pass on not paying back was not your money, Obama. That was the taxpayer's money. And what have we seen? GM is just week after week after week, recall, 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 recall. Explain to me why they were worth you stealing $10 billion from the taxpayers paying to them. Only because they're unions and they support Obama. And we've seen the same thing on when it's the right in charge. They'll do the same thing. Well, they'll promote someone simply because they pay and promote this.
The kickback they get.
Nobody should be allowed to give to a campaign except a citizen. And the reason for that, I consider, is because only a citizen has a vote. And when you start allowing union leadership to dictate union money to political parties, when you start allowing businesses to dictate or lobbyists, big businesses to hand money over to political parties and stuff, what you are doing is you're essentially opening the door to corruption. People are going to take advantage of it to pad their own pockets and stuff and promote themselves, regardless of the American taxpayer. Do you know how much better off we would be if none of these people had power? They couldn't influence elections.
The world would be a lot better.
Well, only the people who actually have a vote could influence the election
the way it's
supposed instead of the lobbyists, instead of the big business corporations, and
or with Black Panthers standing outside their voting.
Yep, standing outside the voting booth, intimidating. They'd already pled guilty. Then Eric Holder throws the case. I have the case thrown out.
If it was the other way around, now, if we had some kind of white organization, wasn't it that? Oh, my goodness, they were so hissy fit.
There is
one. Gets old.
I noticed that a lot of these people that are out there and like to scream about equality, they don't want equality. They're liars. They don't want equality. They think that they are old and they should be. Now, I would ask Eric Holder this, or any of them this. There's a big world out there. There are a lot of failed nations that follow the same kind of ideology that Holder and Obama, many on the left and the right, follow.
They didn't get that few things. Failed.
Exactly.
With him.
We're looking at our government. Both parties are involved in the illegal invasion of the United States. Our government, both parties are involved in scamming the people. The taxpayers had their own pockets and their own pockets. We watch as our electric gives special deals to their cronies and buddies on different things, from construction jobs to whatever, you know. We've got to wake up to the fact that it is our political system that is corrupted. It is our political system that is failing us, not because it's designed wrong, but because of those who are in advantage, that are getting there in advantage and bend the rules to benefit their own personal health. As I said, I don't see a hope that we're going to save this nation when you have so many that are, you have so many. But I hope that we do leave this. And when it's all said and done, that all those people criticize those who were awake, those who were paying attention, those who were delving into the statistics and facts of everything, are going to be exonerated, because in the end, as Linda said, they're going to know that we were right. Then they're going to, they'll be crying, whining, and moaning, and they'll blame this, they'll blame that. But if they brought it upon themselves, it is self-inflicted, and they, I'm sorry,
stupid.
They deserve what's coming. But because of them and their indifference, there are many innocent who will suffer.
That's,
and for that, my heart breaks. We don't know where we're headed. I don't see that we have any real leadership as far as the state leaders. We have people in position that have no idea what they're doing. From the top down, people in positions that are only there because they will support, lie, steal, do whatever it takes for an agenda, that they don't even know what the agenda is going to, not even smart enough to see what that agenda is going to do to them. I don't know what you can do. We can keep streaming, we can keep doing research, we can keep painting out, we can keep talking the facts and statistics, we can keep putting it out there. But until the public wakes up to the fact that they're being manipulated, that they're being misled, they're being used. You're being used with your taxpayer dollars and stuff to fortify the pockets of elected officials and their cronies, to give special deals to certain businesses so they can make even more money through insider trading and investing. I know this. I live in an area where insider investing and trading is what rules this area. You have the same groups, same. They may not be family, but they're the same groups. They run together, the same people, in charge year after year after year. Things keep getting worse. We keep getting more taxes voted upon us, more taxes voted upon us. And it's all because the people that we're electing and choosing to run things have no concept, don't care about, I'm sorry, but I could straighten out a lot of areas. But they would not like it, because I would go after the so-called elitists, so-called entitled to be, well, I don't know what you call it.
They shouldn't be entitled to nothing.
They're not entitled to nothing. But when the public keeps electing the same people and then has the same problem and is not smart enough to understand, you keep electing the people that cause the problem.
Yeah, and they want to fix the problem.
Or you keep electing the people that are the problem.
Yeah.
How are you going to come out of it? I watched that guy that was, he's already had 40 years of Congress or whatever, and he's running again, and he's like, he wants to change this or that. You've been in there 40 damn years. What the hell have you been doing the whole time? Now you want to change something? Where the hell were you for the last 40 years? Now all of a sudden, because you might lose your seat.
Now I'm going to change.
Yeah.
But then as soon as he gets his seat, oh, it's going to be that exact same thing to us.
It'll be exactly. All he's doing is padding his own pocket.
It's that, that thing they call lying. Lying with his
ears. Truth does not exist in our elected. The truth does not exist in and are elected.
They should have one. I always said that they should have one of them lie detector tests. We'll zap them every time. Let them speak, but they can only speak with that test on. And I guarantee you, there'll be a lot of electrocution. We got people out here trying to balance our country's budget. We can't even budget run a home budget. Yet those are the ones we got elected to. But what they can do, they can say, well, hey, I'm going to help this business get set up and going because I can get so much interest in that business, and I'm going to profit from it. And that's exactly what they do. They have no remorse that they screw the people because they somehow, once they get elected, think that they got some kind of God power now and they are above the rule of law. They are above the common people. And there we are, struggling, trying to survive, and watching as our country goes down the toilet. Yep. Watching and Obama and the government, they're the ones pushing the
country. Watching as our electors will come out and try to lie to us about the economy.
Or what they've done,
or this or that. I'm not attacking one party for it. I'm attacking both parties for it.
Nobody's been held accountable for it. None of it. Fast and Furious, none of it. Benghazi, none of it.
I think that it's really, well, my belief, from Reagan to now, both Bushes, Clinton, and Obama, every one of them should be arrested and charged with aiding and abetting the illegal invasion of the United States. Every one of them should be arrested and charged with that.
And Obama should be abetting with terror.
Well, there you go. But then again, you go back and look. You'll find out he wasn't the only one.
Well, he probably was. But this is... I'm just seeing a lot of them camps being. I mean, I'm not seeing the camps personally, but I'm hearing about these camps and on our soil.
And
the people want.
And our government does nothing. Yeah, makes no
sense. And there's a one.
Well, boy, they could sure go to Ruby Ridge, go down there to Waco.
Yep.
But they can't do nothing about this. And when they start killing our people, and we start screaming, then we'll be the bad guys.
Yep. We're the terrorists.
Yeah, because we're screaming about them killing our people.
The true terrorist comes in, and they accuse the American people of being the terrorist people. Folks, I'm just totally disgusted with it.
I get to the point, and I get
overwhelmed.
The indifference of the American people. And that we've not realized that both of our political parties have become nothing but corrupt, self-serving, Ponzi scheming bastards.
Just like today, I was talking to this lady up here at Wishmont. This older lady came in, and I was telling her about what was going on, and she's like, well, that just don't excite me, it's just not for me. I said, well, it don't matter if it's true or not. If they're going to do you anyway, they're going to do it anyway. And she just didn't like the idea that they could do that. And that, oh, they ain't doing that. There ain't no way.
But there you go. That's called indifference.
Yeah. Because
they don't care enough to check in to what was said.
And I told her. I gave her the facts. I said, okay, if you don't want to believe that, you check it out. Here's your facts. Go on these links.
But if every 9 out of 10 people you need to talk to, only one of them will go actually check stuff out.
Okay. Folks, I love this country. God bless you.
I love y'all. And I wish there was a way out of this so we could straighten these things out. But until we realize that our political system has become nothing but self-serving asswipes who would steal from us, who would kill us, who will do anything to pad their own pockets, wealth, and worth people that we elect to office.
Yes.
We have got to do the serious background digging on these people.
Well,
we got to know what they really stand for, because a politician's really good at one thing, and that's standing there in front of a camera, looking you in the eye, and lying their ass off.
But we do need to keep that voter, what do you call that, Bill? Voter ID?
Yeah.
We need to
out
that.
But then again, that's being portrayed as being a racist one. You got to have an ID to do every damn thing.
That aggravates me, because you have to have ID. If I get pulled over with the police, I have to have an ID. If I go to cash my paycheck, I have to have an ID. If I get go buy anything, I have to have an ID. I use a check, I have to have ID. It's just bullshit. Sorry, America, but that's just fool that they would use that.
You try
those phrase.
You try
my ass.
You try filing. You try filing for a tax return without a valid Social Security number. See how far you get.
Oh, yeah, you'd be honest.
Boy, illegals sure can get by with it. And when you try to put in a bill that would stop it from happening, there's Harry Reid to block that bill from going into place.
Harry Reid, come up to my house. Just one.
And folks, don't get me wrong. I despise Harry Reid more than I despise any politician. Obama, I realize you're just a puppet doing what you're told. And when the people are going to freak out when they realize that his master, the guy who pulls his strings, is a guy named George Soros. And, folks, he's not black. Obama is just a pawn. The man does not, he's proven he does not have the intelligence to run this nation. And I doubt he has much say in his own household.
Yes, sir.
Got a good song pick to take us out.
That's a good one tonight.
Everyone,
God bless y'all.
Want to wish y'all a good night. Danny and Jerry, Chad, Jolene, everybody give them a shout out.
Hey.
Hey.
Good night, folks.
Good night. God bless.
Hi. I'd like to tell everybody beforehand, just thinking of somebody, our cousin that's had a little bit of heart problems. Got a prayer for tonight. Talk to you guys later.
Let's have fun.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, bright blessed days, dark sacred nights. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, say, how do you do? Hear babies crying. I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I think to myself, what a wonderful